God morning, God morning, God morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Inglewood, California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this When I Think of the Goodness of Jesus Thursday. Let us go to our Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We glorify your name. We honor you, and we celebrate you, O God, on this day that you have made, that we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, that when we woke up with victory, God. We thank you that we woke up with your unconditional love, and we thank you that there are new opportunities and new possibilities awaiting us in this day, God. And so we thank you for your protection over the night on the 4th of July, and thank you that you brought us, God, into the 5th of July, a new day, Father. And I thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank you for their yes, and I thank you, God, that they are mighty, powerful women of God who represent you in your kingdom. And I thank you that this call was set forth so that our lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. So enrich us, God, empower us, oh God, and enhance our lives that we will shine brightly in the world, Father. I ask that you would bless the speaker as they would come this morning, God, that you would increase in them as they decrease, that this call will go forth free, uncontaminated, unhindered in the name of Jesus, and that no weapon formed against any of us or any line on this call will prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless, in the magnificent, in the marvelous, in the majestic, and in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare these things to be so in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to turn this call over to our hostess with the mostest. Are you out there this morning?
I am here, my beautiful songbird. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Minister Kai. Take it away.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Stone Mountain, Georgia. And I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. And we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the praise, glory, honor, and reverence that is due him as we begin our day. Our theme this year is in 2018, Through Me, Supernatural Expectation, Demonstration, and Revelation is being fulfilled and seen. This call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know our God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. For those of you with a cell phone network that charges for the regular dial-in number, we have a bridge number, and that number is 716-293-9707. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, and you can hear the current day's recording by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. All messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our interactive website, www.themastercall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team and greet, such as Minister Tiffany did, or host, such as I'm doing, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new Morning Motivational Call, and it is hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artist life that keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Get ready, get ready, get ready, because just in a couple of days, starting on actually tomorrow, July 6th through the 8th, at the Houston Hobby Airport Marriott South, we will be convening the Regional Artist Life Conference. For more information, check your back offices. Our anointed speaker for the hour on Sunday is none other than Minister Edith Byrd, and we know that she is going to come forward with a word that is going to bless us richly. So now I am going to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's minister is none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa. Dr. Vanessa is a woman after God's own heart. She is a prophet. She is a preacher. She is a teacher. She continues to just be our mother eagle and push us out the nest as she deems fit, as the Lord leads her to. She is a woman of God who continues to just seek his face in all things. She is a caretaker. She is a loving, caring, kind person, and she continues to pray for us each and every day. So I am now going to get out of the way and present to some and introduce to others none other than our very own Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for that kind introduction, Minister Kai, from now Stone Mountain, Georgia. We love and appreciate you so much. Thank you for all that you do. And not sure who greeted this morning, wasn't able to get on. Who was I greeted this morning? I want to thank them also.
Minister Tiffany.
Should have known. All right, Ms. Songbird, thank you so much for greeting and seating God's people. It truly is teamwork that makes the dream work each and every day. I hope all of you had a blessed, safe July 4th yesterday. For most of us in the Houston area, it was raining. They had to even cancel the concert. It was so much rain. And so me and Miss Josie just stayed in and chilled out and I enjoyed the quietness of yesterday. And so that was a good day to just celebrate and reflect on the history of America, and even more so to pray for where we are right now and where we feel God wants to take us. And that leads to my message for today. Also want to acknowledge our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, and thank her for all she does, her and Brother Lester. We appreciate you both so much and thank God for her. And there's a message that's been on my heart as we've been just going through seasons that I think many of us in our lifetime thought we would never see in America: attitudes, anger, counseling people fighting depression, even suicide, people feeling overwhelmed. And just as a minister of the gospel, and just as a human being, having the compassion and the concern, but also looking for a clarion call from God on what he would have us to do. Years ago when I started this journey with Artist Life, we all know her and love her, and I'm honored, so honored, to serve on her board. I heard her for the first time say there is a blessing in your pressing, and that's none other than Platinum President Marie Preston. And when I heard that, I just rung in my spirit that there is a blessing in your pressing. meaning that it's going to cost you something. And I knew that I was on the right track when I was listening this morning briefly to Bishop Jakes, and he talked about how freedom isn't free and how it's going to cost you something, and that many of us, through an intention of our parents to make our life easier than what they went through, there's a spirit of entitlement. And when that entitlement is challenged and turned over and upside down, basic things that people, skills of learning how to handle rejection, learning how to handle delays, learning how to sit back up after a setback, learning how to fail, but learning the right lesson. So you may lose some battles, but you're not going to lose the war. And how to keep on pressing so that we get to the blessings that God has promised us to do. As believers, we read our Bible, our basic instructions before leaving earth. We read the word that has so many covenant promises, but yet when we do an actual, factual inventory of our life, we are far from living out, walking out those promises. And many of us haven't set still to acquire the tools or made up in our mind we're going to master the tools to receive the blessing, because it requires the pressing. Well, what are you saying, Dr. B? This morning I'm challenging you when you're standing at your Alpha and you're looking through the annals of faith to the Omega, and many times you know that Omega is that promise God has said in his word, or that Omega is a desire of your heart, that Omega is a prophetic word you've heard, that Omega is such a culmination of what you have always worked for, and it seems so far, it seems so distant. Do we make up our minds that Philippians 4:13 is real? We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, but there is a pressing before we receive our blessing. You know, I always have acronym words for press, pursuing righteous, enduring, steadfast strength. We've got to pursue. See, that word pursue is meaning you and I must be proactive. When we pursue, we get off our blessed assurance and decide that there's something I can do. See, we must do all we can do. Then, only then can we expect God to do what we cannot do. Too many times we want the blessing and have not even begun to do any pressing. Too many times we want royal platinum, but we don't want to do the royal platinum work. We won't even do the work sometimes, from coordinator to supervisor, and we're frustrated. This doesn't work. No, it works when you work it. It works when you keep pressing. Just go on this morning and say amen or oh me. Pursuing righteous, enduring, steadfast strength. See, when we pursue, we are aggressively going after something. I want it because I know that I know that I know God's word is real. I know that his promises are yea and amen. I know that he's a God that cannot lie. I know that everything I need is in the house. 1 John 4:4, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Our text scripture, Philippians 3, very familiar, 13th and 14th verse, when Paul wrote to the church at Philippi in that third chapter, the 13th through 14th verse says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind." In other words, you know, I talked the other day on the MMC about stop complaining. Choose to do some changing. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. Why? Because I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. See, the NIV says it like this: not that I have already obtained all this, or I'm already arrived in my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, verse 13, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining, that's pursuing, toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Yes, there's going to be challenges when you pursue. Yes, there's going to be detours that we have to take. Just make sure they're determined by Christ. In other words, part of your destiny. And there's going to be, I call them hiccups from hell. That we have the hiccups from Hades, I should say, all the time. But how do you handle the hiccup? Do you take your marbles and go back home because you're mad that somebody didn't do what you wanted them to do? Or do you have such an attitude, everybody wish you would take your marbles and go back home? We've got to grow up as believers, to do some pressing to achieve our blessing. See, today we're going to talk about truly pressing in for the prize. And when we start with that P of pursuing, make up your mind, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a war, but I get happy. I don't know about you, but I get happy when I read Revelations because I know it's a fixed fight. I get happy because I know how, and it doesn't matter how many fiery darts that the wicked one throws against me, I got my shield of faith up, and it'll quench all those fiery darts, and they'll fall null and void to the ground. I get excited and put on my spiritual safety belt because I know that it doesn't matter what this journey looks like. God's made me some promises, and though they may be delayed, they will not be denied, because I know winners never quit, and quitters never win. I know that if I, Galatians 6, don't grow weary in well-doing, then I shall receive those blessings, because I kept on pressing. Now let's make sure that when we're pressing, that R in press is righteous. Jehovah Tiskanu. Jehovah Tiskanu means you're in right relationship with God, meaning what your prize is a God-ordained prize. It's not wishing for somebody else's husband or coveting something that does not belong to you when God has, an abundant supply. Don't be a holy hater. Just seek the face of God. Focus your eyes on the hill, Psalms 121, from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. Keep your eyes on Jesus, and you will reach the blessing, the righteous blessing we desire. How do we know it's righteous, Dr. V? So glad you asked. Put it first through the filter of God's word. The word is his will for our life. And as we seek his face righteously, he'll give us the way. You know, I preached before about that WWW, his word, his will, but do it his way. That's the Holy Ghost Supernet Highway. That's the internet that always gets us to the prize that glorifies God. What does the word say about the prize you desire? Is it righteous in the sight of God? Is it his will to do it his way? Minister Kai ministered earlier to us recently from Isaiah 1:19 about being willing and obedient. In other words, to do an attitude check to make sure you're having righteous behavior. It's great to be obedient, but is your attitude right? Is it righteous in the sight of God? Will it attract others to our Lord and Savior? Will it draw others to God? Is that relationship righteous? We have to strive to be righteous in Christ. And that happens when we stay in his presence, because in his presence, Psalms 16:11, there is fullness and joy. And those blessings are forevermore. But see, when it's not righteous in him, if you're really in his presence, the conviction of Christ will deal with us. And we'll have to go back to that place of repentance and redemption to get it right. So as we're pressing, we stay righteous before him. Oh, the E, pursuing righteous, enduring. Come on now. You tried it 3 times and you want to give up? You've been doing wrong for 20 years, 2,000 times, but 3 times the right way? and that was just too much for you? Listen, I'm talking to believers mainly, that we give up on the endurance when greater is he that's in us. Sometimes we got to lay hands on our own self, like David had to do in Samuel 32:30. He had to encourage himself when the Philistines raided the camp and took all the wives and children, and his own band of army wants to turn on him. Folks will turn on you. People you depend on will leave you alone. Props that you put there that you just know go hold on through the journey snap in the first quarter of the way. But see, that's why God's building our faith muscles to endure. To endure like Timothy had to, like a good soldier. To endure, meaning my pastor in Tulsa used to always use this example, and I would always say, but he's right. He used the example of a postage stamp back then. Thank God, not anymore. We used to have to lick the stamp and put it on the letter. Now we have the ones that come with the adhesion in the back, but when you stick it, you know it's going to stay on that letter till it gets to its destination. Talk about it takes a licking, but it kept on sticking. When God's given us a mandate, when God's given us an assignment, when God's spoken to our hearts and encouraged us what to do and how to do it, we have to be willing to take a licking and keep on sticking. We have to be willing to do all that God has called us to do. To stay in the game, we have to decide, I will not quit. I will not give up and give out. I won't turn back. God's done too much for most of us on this line to even entertain going back to Egypt. We have to stop whining and complaining sometimes and put our big girl panties on and put our big boy britches on and decide that I'm going to complete this assignment. My family legacy is hanging into balance according to my obedience to stay focused, firm, and faithful. I'm going to endure like a good soldier. Daddy, God, if you told me to do this, God, if you've spoken it to my spirit, God, because you showed it to me in a dream, you already have given me the Omega, and even though I'm standing at the Alpha, I'll remember 2 Corinthians 5:7. I'm walking by faith, not by sight, because, yeah, it's toe up from the flow up. It's pretty jacked up sideways, but I'm going to endure. Because through the process, I'm going to learn more about me. I'm going to learn more about trusting in you, Daddy God. So we're pursuing. We're going to be righteous. We're going to endure. Because, see, there's a blessing in our pressing. That first S is to be steadfast. Steadfast literally means you are like the palm tree. Your roots go deep. You may bend with the wind, but you won't break. You have a made-up mind. You know that you know that you know that you know. I'm going to be like that postage stamp. I'm going to stay with the plan. Man, July 31st of this year makes 10 years I've been blessed to be with artists. I have seen a lot. I have walked through a lot. I have seen thousands come and go. And seen many of them come back to me like Nicodemus in the night. Most of all of them missing these phenomenal products, the best on this side of heaven. Some of them, most of them did not leave right. And the conviction of God, because this is God's company, and made them repent in their different ways. But being steadfast meant to speak the truth in love. Steadfast means even when the adversity comes and watching the things you worked hard for seem like they just float away out of your life, but say, God, you know, and I'm trusting in you. Watching the mountain seem like it's not getting where I'm getting to the top, but look like that mountain's growing instead of me conquering it, but not giving up. Why? Because pursuing righteous, enduring, steadfast, and that last S is strength. God's given us strength in his word. when we work the word, when we meditate on the word, when we chew on the word every day, it fortifies our faith. When you call into this call every day and you hear a word that reminds your spirit to shake it off and know that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the word, to know, Revelation 12:11, that you're an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony, to have the strength to know that God in Acts 10:34 is no respecter of persons. If he did it for Paul, he'll do it for me. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever in Hebrews 13. We're going to trust him. So today, when we decide to press for our pressing, for our blessing, we'll have a made-up mind to pursue, be aggressive, to be righteous, do the right thing in the sight of God. Make up your mind. You're going to endure. You're not going to quit. And you're going to be steadfast. We can depend on you. Your word is your bond. You're rooted and grounded in the mission and the mandate. And you've got the strength because you're one of the king's kids. There is a blessing in our pressing. And speak it, and I decree it into your spirits, your hearts, and your minds today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Minister Kai.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for such a strong and powerful word. I will be calling you back for our benediction. But first, let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this amazing woman of God who just came forth with such a powerful word, such an on-time word. Lord, let us not, you know, get weary in well-doing. Let us continue to press in and press on. Lord, we ask right now that you continue to just bless Dr. Vanessa according to the power that worketh in her. Father, we ask that you just continue to be with Mother Josie. Lord, we ask for your hedge of protection around them. Father, we thank you that you are going to be a comfort, a continued comfort to the Trinity Plus One team, O Heavenly Father, as they continue to mourn the loss of Lucinda Drain, O Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to just wrap your loving arms around them. Give them your peace, which passes all understanding. Let them walk through this, O Heavenly Father, with your joy, with your strength, knowing that she is now resting with you. Lord, we ask that you be with all of our bereaved families. Father, you know every need, spoken and unspoken, and so we just lay them at your feet. Lord, we ask that you be with our other co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Lord, as she just continues to journey through this process. Lord, we know that you are working it out for her good and your glory. So as we just continue, O Heavenly Father, to just lay our cares at your feet, to leave them in your presence, O God, so that you can work them out according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plans for our lives. Lord, we know that we just want to say thank you in advance. We're not going to wait for the manifestation, but we are going to continue to praise you through every situation and circumstance. So we call it done, and we seal it in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. If you want to hear today's playback of this powerful message, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. Again, starting tomorrow, July 6th through July 8th, is the Regional Conference for Artist Life at the Houston Hobby Airport Marriott South. The minister for Sunday will be Minister Edith Byrd, and just be ready to have your socks blessed from an anointed word. So I am going to move out the way. We are so glad that you all joined us this morning, and we look forward to hearing you again tomorrow. Dr. Vanessa, can you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. Again, a big thanks to Minister Tiffany for greeting and seating us, and to you, Minister Kai, for hosting the call, and to each and every one of you who called in. And I trust this word bless your spirit and encourage your heart. Let's pray. Intelligent Holy Spirit, we just thank you that you have reminded us to our very core that there is a blessing in us pressing, and there's a requirement that we have to walk through the journey of pressing to be blessed. So, Daddy God, we thank you that our hearts are receptive, our minds are open to your instructions for the journey, and that we are more than conquerors. We will not quit nor grow weary in well-doing. As we leave this call, but never your presence, all will press on through every situation, every circumstance we encounter today. We'll press on asking for your continual blessings through the conference this weekend, the traveling mercies, the entire conference to be so blessed because we pressed. And with all we do and say, we will, Father God, submit to you, exalt you, magnify you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely blessed day. Bye-bye.